All right, Rabbosai, good morning, good morning, and good Ner Shabbos. Let us begin by thanking all of our sponsors for this morning's shiur. To thank our Talmud Torah sponsors for the month of Adar Beis, the Schwartzbaum family, for dedicating all the shiurim and drashos this month in memory of Rabbi Aaron Schwartzbaum, Aaron Yosef Ben Meir, Zichrono Livracha. Lay a soul in the schus of our daughter Ilana Bas Esther's successful surgery and complete refuah shlema, and for the safe return of our hostages and the merits of Hashem, the success of every one of our soldiers. Maya Hafman, in memory of her father Reuven Ben Emmanuel, and in the merit of Hatzlocha, health and joy for her entire family. So beautiful. And Yoel and Sarah Kelman, in honor of the birth of their son, Mazel Tov, and in memory of Staff Sergeant David Sassoon, Hashem Yikom Domo, we hope that in the merit of our Talmud Torah, all of the Neshamos Lav and Aliyah, the families in Nechama, all of our hostages, will the merit of Hashem come home, and our soldiers should be successful. B'chol ma'aseh yedeihem. But with that, let us begin. We have a lot to do today. Really a lot to do, a lot of exciting Gemara to get through. So today's daf is Chav Kimmel 23. We are picking up on 22b. Chav Beis Amud Beis. Really exciting stuff yesterday because remember again, we saw Halacha Kabaye B'Yalkigam. Yalkigam is the mnemonic for all the cases where we follow Abaye. And what was really exciting for us is, at least by the looks of it, really exciting for me, is that, remember again, the Yud of Yalkigam is Yeyosh Shalomidas. So that's where we ended off yesterday. So therefore, I will say, the way we're operating right now is in Halacha L'mayis, so we're passing like Abaye, that Yeyosh Shalomidas Lo Havi Yeyosh. So once again, what that means is I'm walking on the street, and let's say again, I find a $10 bill. So remember again, based on our Mishnah, what's the halacha if you find money? Let's, you know. Oh, you know what? Okay, good. It was just the chazara. Hey, so remember again, we're passing like Abaye about Yeyosh Shalomi Das. Thank you. So halacha lemaisa, again, what does that mean? I'm walking down the street. I find a $10 bill. What's halacha if you find money? What's halacha if you find money? Generally, if you find money, it's yours. Right? It's run, right? Take it and run. No, so again, we will find exceptions where money, again, you're going to have to be machris, you're going to have to announce it as well. But for now, for our purposes, that's why you chose the case. If you find a $10 bill on the street, you find it, there's no simon, you are allowed to go ahead and keep that. Allowed to go ahead and keep it. So what happens if I know Reuven dropped a $10 bill, but Reuven doesn't know that he dropped it yet? Now, money might not be the best illustration of this, as we discussed also. But the idea is, because Reuven doesn't know that he lost it, therefore, he hasn't had Yeyosh. Because he hasn't had Yeyosh, therefore, I am not permitted to go ahead and keep the object. That's the concept of Yeyosh Shalomidas. We pass it like Abaye. Yeyosh Shalomidas lo havi Yeyosh. Fine. So it says the Gemara. So we're picking up. And you guys, I should have just gotten a couple more lines yesterday and gotten to the two dots. But okay. The Gemara says, good. Yasmi. It's actually right across from Tosos Tiyufta. Yasmi, the Labanin Hilin in Humai. So we'll say what happens ultimately again in the case of Yisomim. So what happens again, for example, Yisomim have produce that falls on the ground, something else that falls on the ground, where again they are not capable of Yeyosh. They're not capable of forgiveness, so to speak. So what happens in that case? Amalei Bagadar Yasim Lamachaskinan. We don't assume that Stam, when you come across lost produce, we don't make the assumption that this came from the proper. Jeremy, where's Eitan? Off Shabbos, what's going on over here, right? Right, tell him he was missed. Hey, so the Gemara says as follows. So halacha l'maaseh, we don't assume that produce came from the property of Yisomim. Muchzak va'omeid mai. So I'll say, so what happens if I do know that produce came from the field of Yisomim? Or krachta mai. So I'll say, krachta, Rashi says over here, is a field. It is a field that is surrounded by a wall. So what's the chap on a field that's surrounded by a wall? So the Pasha Tzavos says, when people have walls around their property, generally what that means is, don't come in and take their stuff. Right? So in this particular case, when you go ahead and you have a tree, let's say I have a tree that sheds produce. Normally, again, when the produce falls on the ground, I would make it hefker. Now the fact that it's surrounded by a wall indicates that what? I'm not mafkir it. So in these cases, both we know that it's the property of Yisomim, as well as when you know that you have a tree that is surrounded by a wall, ultimately, again, asurin. These cases, also when it says asurin, means the produce, the property, does not become hefker. does not become hefker. Okay, good. So I'll say that's the end of the sugya. Let's go. Krichos b'shusarab ma'ara elu shalom. Next, you go ahead and, so I'll say, so again, takeaway, yeyosh shalom idas, lo havi yeyosh, we paskin like Abaye. Again, Gemara is just adding in those just additional cases of where, so to speak, hefker is not possible or hefker is not occurring. What occurs in those situations? Obviously, again, you can't keep the objects, can't keep the property that you find. Beautiful. Let's go back there. Krichos birshos harabim hara elu shalom. So we'll say, if you go ahead, so remember again, the Mishnah spoke about krichos. So krichos are small bundles. We're going to talk about krichos and omnim, right? So krichos ultimately is the small bundles. So small bundles is another example of something you find that does not have a distinctive simen, and therefore halacha lemaisa, one is permitted to go ahead and keep it. So it says the Gemara, krichos birshos harabim hara elu shalo. Amar Rabba, v'afilu b'davar sheish bo simen. Rabba says, interestingly enough, Rabba says that halacha lemaisa, this is true, even with something. Incredible. I'm sorry? Just Eilam Metzias. What do you mean, just Eilam Metzias? Beautiful. Mr. Statman Jr., remind me your name. Yoni. Baruch Abba. Baruch Abba. We'll say, this is it. This what? Tat Yomi. I like it. We're going to be, Baruch Hashem. Absolutely beautiful. Okay. Incredible. Very. Yoni, thank you for inspiring us this morning by coming so early. So beautiful. Incredible. All right, says the Gemara. So Amar Abba, afilu b'davar sheyesh bo simen. We'll say, so again, is this true even with something that has a simen? Even something that has a simen? So I'm sorry, well, I should say it differently. Rabba's making a declarative statement. Rabba says, this is true even if it has a simen. Now, I'm supposed to say, so just understand what's just happened over here, right? The Mishnah said, I'm walking down the street. I find krichos, which are just small sheaves. So bepashtos, non-distinct, therefore if you find it, there's yeyosh, right? And therefore hefker, and therefore I'm allowed to keep it. So Rabbi says, by the way, this is true, even if the kricha has a simen. Okay. Amakasama Rabba, simen asil garis lohavi simen. So this is very interesting, Rabbi says. So now Rabbi says, why is that? Because Rabbi says, what happens is a simen on the krichos ultimately again is a simen that is going to be trampled, right? Because when the krichos are in Rosh Hashanah, so they're trampled upon. So Rabba holds that a simen that is going to be trampled upon is not a simen. Now, what's the logic behind that? Since the owner knows that an object like this, when dropped in Rosh Hashanah, is going to be trampled, therefore, because it's going to be trampled, the simen is not going to endure. Because the simen is not going to endure, the owner doesn't have trust in it. Because the owner doesn't have trust in it, therefore what? There's yeyosh. And because it's yeyosh, therefore the object is hefker. Incredible. So Rava Amar, the Rava says, no. Lo shon el b'davar she'en bo simen. Rava says, that's not true. This is only true when it comes to something that doesn't have a simen. In other words, when do we say that krichos b'rishus harabim are hefker? That's only when it doesn't have a simen. But obviously, if the object has a simen, of course you're obligated to announce it. Why? Because we'll say Rava holds, no, we'll say just because a simen is going to be trampled, it's still a simen. So if Rava say, machlokes, Rava and Rava. What is the status of a simen ha'asui lidareis? You have a simen, a distinctive marking on the object, but if the object is such as the type that when lost or forgotten in the Shusarabim, it is going to be trampled, and therefore what? There is a very high statistical probability that what? That the simen is going to be destroyed. So the shaila is the owner somech on such a simen like that? Rabba says no. Therefore, the object, even with a simen, is treated like an object without a simen, and therefore it becomes hefker. You are yeyosh hefker. Rabba says absolutely yes. A person relies on any simen that they have. Okay, I know. It could be that the simen is going to be trampled. But Lamaisa, there is a simen there, and the owner will go ahead and rely on it. Others go ahead and quote this machlokes Rabba and Rava as a separate independent machlokes. Simen asalidaris, if an object has a simen, but the simen is normally trampled, so Rabba Amar lo havi simen. Rabba says it's not a simen. Rava Amar havi simen, and Rava says ultimately again it is a simen. It is a siman. So the Gemara says, Tana, let's analyze. So Tana Krichos B'Shas Rabim, Hara Elo Shalom. Ultimately, again, if you have small bundles of Shas Rabim and you find them, then you keep them. So the Gemara says, no. So the Gemara says, Hara Elo Shalom. B'Shas Hayochid, what happens if you find Krichos in Shas Hayochid? No tell Umachris. Then you have to pick it up and you announce it. So the Gemara says, one second. Hechi dummy, what exactly is the case? If there's no simen, then if it's in Rosh Hashayachid, then ultimately, again, what exactly is it? What exactly is it that you are announcing? So the Gemara says, Lalav de ispuhu simen. Rather, it must be that there is a simen. Vekatani b'Rishos HaRabim hara elu shalom. And yet, despite the simen, if you find it in Rishos HaRabim, you're allowed to keep it. What do you see from that? Alma, simen ha'asui lidareis lo havi simen. So what do you see from here? You see from here that a simen that is going to be trampled upon is not a simen. Again, I will say one more time. When we say that a simen that is going to be trampled upon is not a simen, what does that mean? That means that the owner doesn't rely on being able to identify and reclaim the object based on that simen, because there is a very strong probability that the simen itself is going to be destroyed. That's what's happening over here. To Yufta de Rava, and we've effectively refuted the position of Rava. Amalecha Rava, Rava will say, no. Liolam de ispuhu simen. There is a simen. I vidka amir b'rishos hayochid my machris. Sorry. Rava says there is no simen. I, when we said in Rosh Hashayochid, your machriz, you announce it. So the Gemara says, what are you announcing? My machriz? Machriz makom. Oh, interesting. You announce location. Location. In other words, we'll say, when we say you announce location, what it means is, you say, I found an object, and the simen that the person claiming it could go ahead and try to reclaim it with is identifying the makom, the place in which the object was found. So the Gemara says, or makom kilos, Rashi says over here, machriz makom, ve'eva machriz shem ha'aveda, right, ella shem ha'makom. So Rashi understands it as, I announce a location without announcing the object. Right, so I say, I found an object in a field, in the northeast corner of whatever it is, Reuven's field. Obviously, it's not Reuven's object. We have to ascertain that. Right, I found object, northeast corner. So I announce location without announcing object. Then if somebody wants to reclaim it, they say, oh yeah, I lost a small bundle in that area. Okay, so that would be the makom. So the Gemara says, so watch this. The Gemara says, V'rabba amar makom lo havi simen. And Rabba says, ultimately, again, location is not a simen. So Rabba says, what we have over here is something very interesting. So now, we've just descended into another machlokas. So let's pause here for just a second. So Rabba says, so we have this incredible machlokas, Rabba and Rava, about simen ha'asui lidaris. Simen ha'asui lidaris. If you have a simen that is trampled upon, is that considered to be a halachically valid simen? Meaning, does the owner rely on that simen or not? So Rabba tells us, the halacha l'maisa, no, it's not a simen. Rava says it is. But so how do we paskin? Rabba and paskin is like Rava, that simen ha'asui lidares is still a simen. So therefore, again, I will say, so what does that tell me? Just translate that into actual, like, l'maisa. So what that means is, if I lose an object, let's say again, this case, I go ahead and I lose a bundle, I lose a sheaf, a small bundle. And let's say on that bundle is, I tied it in a particular way. Okay, let's assume that tying is a simen. But bundles get trampled upon, right? So now it's quite possible that that knot is going to get destroyed or is going to get mangled, so it's not really going to be a good raya. We paskin that I still believe, I, the owner of that object, still plan on identifying my object through that simen. Even though I know there's a possibility that it's going to get mangled and destroyed, but lamaisa, I still rely on that simen. Because I rely on that simen, therefore what? No yeyosh. And because there's no yeyosh, therefore if someone finds it, they can't keep it, and they have to announce it. That's what it means. Simen ha-ra'i, or what's the lashon? Simen ha-asui, lidares is havi simen. I'll just tell you also, b'derech hashkafa, it's a profound yisod as well. You know, I will say, we have simanim with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? We have simanim that show that we are the amanivcha, the chosen nation, mamlechas kohanim, gai kadosh, a unique relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we have a number of simanim. Shabbos, right, is a simen, is an os. Bris Mila is a simin, is an os. But Shnobo is saying, Klal Yisrael have these simanim, but unfortunately, Klal Yisrael throughout the generations have been trampled upon. So our simanim are simanim ha'asuyin lidaris. Sometimes the simin of a yid is trampled upon. Klal Yisrael is trampled upon. And Shnobo is saying, how do we paskin? Simin ha'asuy lidaris hari simin. Nothing ever destroys our simanim. Nothing ever destroys our covenantal relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nothing ever erodes the relationship that we have with Avinu Shabashamayim. You could kill us, you could torture us, you could hurt us, you could break us in a million pieces physically or emotionally. You could do whatever you want to Klal Yisrael. You could be Doris upon us for 2,000 years. It's okay. The simon is still intact. The simon goes nowhere. The relationship is as strong, is as beautiful, because you know what happens? We know what happens with the simon of Asur Lidares. Ultimately, again, the owner of the simon is never Miyayish. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Miyayish on us, and we are not Miyayish on him. That's the halacha lemaisa and hashkafa lemaisa with simon ha'asui lidaris. Incredible. Abba says, go weiter. So now, we're transitioning to another topic. The itmar, mokom. So we'll say, this is great stuff because this is rapid fire. I mean, at the pace we go, nothing's really rapid. But lemaisa, it should be rapid fire. So Mar says, the itmar, mokom. I was supposed to say, so now we're jumping to another topic. What do you do about mokom? So we'll say, is location considered to be a simon? This is what we just mentioned before. So remember, I will say, we're going to see two variations of this. But right now, what this means for our purpose, let's go with Rashi. What that means is, if I find an object in a particular location, right? And let's say, again, I want to announce it. Is announcing location enough of a simon? In other words, you will say, so again, so I say, I found an object northeast corner of Reuven's field. I don't announce the object because now, in order to reclaim it, somebody's going to have to come and say, yes, I lost an object in that area. It's a small bundle. Okay, so is Makom considered to be a location? Now, there's going to be a corollary to that case. What's the corollary to that case? If I say I found a bundle, right, and Reuven shows up and he says, yes, I lost the bundle in the northeast corner of Reuven's field. Is the giving of makom a simon? But let's go with, we're going with the first version of this right now. So makom, Rava Amar lo havi simon. Rava says it's not a simon. Rava Amar havi simon. Rava says absolutely it is a simon. So tashma krichos birshas harabim hare elu shalom. If you find small bundles in birshas harabim, you're allowed to keep them. Birshas hayochid no telu machris. But ultimately, again, if you find it in birshas hayochid, you have to go ahead and announce it that you found it. Vaha alumos. So we'll say alumos are large sheaves. So large sheaves are both say you have to go ahead and announce them regardless. Those are considered to be more significant, and therefore again aloch al-maisi, you have to announce it. So the Gemara says, Rabba hechi mitaritzla, Rava hechi mitaritzla. How do Rabba and Rava interpret both of these rulings? So here we go. So mitaritzla tamei b'simin. So Rabba interprets this according to his reasoning with a simin. The Rava mitaritzla tamei b'makom. And Rava interprets this as dealing with makom. Okay, let's go. Rabba mitaritzla tamei b'simin. So Rabba goes ahead and interprets this according to his logic with a simin. Krichos birshos harabim har elu shalom. So if you find small bundles in rishos harabim, you're allowed to keep them. Why? Rabba say tap of chav gimel. The midrasa, right? Rabba say because they are trampled upon. They're trampled upon. And remember again, Rabba holds that halacha lemaisa, simin ha'asui lidares is not a simin. Any simin trampled upon is not a simin. And therefore again, Rabba paskins, you're allowed to keep small bundles in Rosh Hashanah. Why? Because even if they have a simin, the simin is going to get trampled. And therefore again, it's not significant. Okay. Ubir shos hayachid, Rosh Hashanah 23:8, first line. Ubir shos hayachid, no telemachris. But ultimately, if you find it in Rosh Hashanah, you're allowed to keep it. And, I'm sorry, you announce it. Delo midrasa. Very simple. Rosh Hashanah doesn't have the same level of pedestrian traffic, and therefore, halacha lemaisa, if you find these krichos in Rosh Hashanah, they have a simon. That's not a simon asui lidares. That's not a trampleable simon. Rather, again, it's a regular simon. Therefore, you're obligated to go and announce it. Beautiful. Valumos, what about large sheaves? Bein Rosh Hashanah and Bein Rosh Hashanah, no telu machris, kevin digivian lo midrasa. Oh, so listen to this. So Rabba's interpretation is as follows. Rabba says, halacha lemaisa, when you're dealing with large sheaves, so whether they are in Rosh Hashanah or Rosh Hashanah, because they're large, literally again, because they're tall, is interesting. People walk around them, not on top of them. And therefore, again, because we're dealing with an object that has a simen, the simen is going to remain intact. Also incredible. Incredible. Also just like a good Musar Haskil, right? That halacha lemaisa, if you have a strong sense of self, and you stand tall, people don't walk on top of you, right? If you have a very poor sense of self, right, and ultimately you're lying on the ground, people will trample upon you all the time. But if you emote a good life confidence, not gaiva, not arrogance, but a healthy sense of self, I'm not a krichos, I'm an alamos. I stand tall, people walk around you, not on top of you. And then the Gemara goes back to Rava, Metaris Latame. Rava also goes ahead and interprets the cases in accordance with his logic. He says, listen to this. B'makom krichos b'rishos harabim hara elu shalo dimin shefa. So we'll listen to this. So Rava explains the case that we're talking about a situation, ultimately again, of makom. We're talking about a situation, I will say, where you want to use, there is no other identifiable simon on it, but rather, again, Rav is saying we could use location as a simon, right? Generally, what I could do is if I find an object, I could go and I announce it. I found an object in the northeast corner of Reuven's field. And if someone's able to come along and say, oh yeah, I lost krichos over there, then that works fine. So Rav says like this. So when it comes to krichos, so makom is not going to be a good simon. Why? Because Rav says, what happens in Rishus Rabim? Stuff gets kicked around. So therefore, makom can't be a simon. Makom can't be a simon, right? Because again, even if the owner drop the object in location A, the probability that the object is going to remain in that location in the public thoroughfare is virtually non-existent. But again, if an owner loses an object in Rosh Hashayachin, then Enochinami, it's not going to get kicked around. And therefore, again, where you lost it, we could assume is where it's going to stay. V'ha'alumos, what about large sheaves? No tell umachris. Kevan diakiri lo min shefa. So ultimately, again, I will say larger sheaves, whether in Rosh Hashayachin or Rosh Hashanah, halacha lemaisa, you go ahead and announce it. Why? Because since they're heavy, they don't roll around. And therefore, makom will be a good simon ultimately by these items. So Tashma, let's go right there. So says the Gemara. Let's go. So first of all, I just want to point out, how do we paskin? We paskin like Rava again in this case as well. We paskin on both sides that makom is a simon. Makom is a simon. Now, obviously, it's not going to be makom in every scenario. It's going to be makom where it's possible and feasible for makom to be a simon, like in Rosh Hashayachin. In Rosh Hasharabim, bepashtos, makom will not be a simon. But what this means is, if I find an object, and I announce, I found an object in the northeast corner, I know I keep going northeast, but okay, the northeast corner of Reuven's field, and someone comes over to me and says, yes, I lost krichos over there, we're good to go. So what's the paskin like Rava in both of these areas? Number one, simon ha'asui lidares, ultimately, again, is a simon that is trampled upon, is still a simon, still a valid simon, i.e. the owner still relies on that simon, doesn't have yeyosh, and ultimately, again, the object doesn't become hefker, and the paskin like Rava, that makom havi simon. Makom havi simon. Location could serve as a valid simon as well. So Tashma, let's go. Kikar shal nachtum. We'll say, remember again, we learned. What about loaves, baker's loaves? We'll remember again, what's the distinction between baker's loaves and balabas loaves? So baker's loaves, each one looks the same. Right? Balabayas loaves, each one is unique and separate. So Tashma, kikar shal nachtum, hari elu shalo. These ultimately, again, these belong to the finder. So the Gemara says, these belong to the finder. Hashal balabayas chay lahachris. But I will say, if you find individual loaves, that wasn't the right word. When you find loaves baked by an individual, i.e. not a baker, homemade bread. He'll say, then what? Chay lahachris. Halacha lemaisa, you have to announce that you found it. Okay? Shabalabayas, my time. And now, what's the logic? Rabbi said, by the bread of a balabayas. Kevan de ispuhu simen, de me de yada, de rifta de inish, inishu. Rabbi said, again, you know, maybe it's a little bit different today with bread machines or things like that, but lemaisa, generally when people make homemade bread, homemade bread looks different by each person. So because of that, there's an inherent simen. There's an inherent simen in the bread that ultimately, again, it allows the owner to identify it. The Gemara says, "Veloshna rishis harabim, veloshna rishis hayochid, no telu machriz." And obviously, interestingly enough, we don't see, the Mishnah doesn't make a distinction between whether or not you're finding this kikaros shabalabayis, this individual's bread, whether you're finding it in rishis hayochid or rishis harabim. Either way, you have to announce it. What do you see from here? Alma simen ha'asay lidares havi simen. What do you see from here? So it's like I'm coming full circle. What do you see from here? That even a simen that is trampled upon is still a valid simen. To yufta de rabba, this effectively refutes the position of rabba, bolsters the position of rava, and therefore again, simen ha'asri lidaris, a simen that is trampled upon, owner still relies on it, still a valid simen. Omer lecha rabba, rabba said, no. That's a different case. Hasam ha'nutam, the reason why, Rose said, by the kikar shabbat abayis, by the loaves of the balabas, the reason why it's a good simen is mishum de'ein ma'avirin al ha'ochlin. Ultimately, again, because it will say you can't pass by food. You notice, what does it mean? Ma'avirin al, Rashi says over here, ma'avirin al ha'ochlin. It will say this is not a din in eating everything you see. I just want to be clear. So ma'avirin al ha'ochlin means hamotzi ochlin baderech ein rashay la'avor aleihem ula'anicham sham. We'll say there's a concept, we actually learned this in Smichas Chaver, there is a concept of kibud ochlin, of respecting food. Ultimately, again, I will say, so if you see food on the floor, you're not allowed to leave it there, but rather, again, you have to pick it up and put it so we could throw it out, but you can't just leave it on the ground. So we'll say, so interestingly enough, so Rabba is going to say over here, this food is a different kind of case. Why? Because food, ultimately, again, you just don't, let's say, I'll tell you just like an amazing, this just happened to me when I was in Israel. I was walking in Yerushalayim, and there was this gentleman walking in front of me. Again, no yarmulke, no nothing or anything. And there was like a half-eaten challah roll, like on the ground. He was walking in front of me, and I saw like he stopped. He picked it up, and he put it on top of a dumpster. He didn't even put it in the, he put it on top of the dumpster. And I was so intrigued by this. Like, I saw him like a shtickle yenta. I stopped him, and I said, "Sicha achi, lama sita zeh? You know, why did you do this?" He said to me, "Ze pashut, in ma'avirin ala ochlin." I was like, "You be my friend. You be my friend, right? Right? You be my rabbi." I was like, just, mom, she quoted it. "In ma'avirin ala ochlin. In ma'avirin ala ochlin." Okay, the Gemara says, "Vahaika nochrim." What about the fact that there are non-Jews? In other words, we'll say, so Pashos, even if Jews have this food sensitivity, so the Maisa again, what about non-Jews? So the Gemara says, "Nochrim chayshi l'kshafim." We'll say, even non-Jews. I don't know exactly what the sorcery stuff is. Rashi says over here, "Chayshi l'kshafim svurim shemach mas kshafim hunchu l'sham kedei lahachshil hadarsim." So it says, interesting. So apparently, Nachrim have like a little bit of like a superstition. Maybe this is like where like Snow White came from, like with the apple, or I don't know. Like, so Nachrim also have this superstition, ultimately, that when you find food around that, maybe there was a spell that was cast upon it. See, even Nachrim, interestingly enough, are careful with trampling on food. Very interesting. I have a hoika behemo klavim, but what about animals and dogs? Right? It's been a while since you had a dog, Gemara. To which the Gemara says, "Ba'asra delo shrichi behema uklovin." It's a neighborhood with no dogs. Wow. Sign me up, right? Incredible. Now that is a gated community that I would be a part of. So the Gemara says as follows. So let me say again, obviously, I'll say what we're doing over here is we are constructing. Obviously, the type of case where Lemaisa, again, there's no issues. In other words, nothing's going to happen to this loaf. So the Jews aren't going to trample on it. The Nachrim also aren't going to trample on it because of a chashash, of a fear of general sorcery. And apparently, again, there's no animals in the vicinity. Okay, Rabbi Huda says, "Kol davar sheyesh bo shinui chayav lahachris." So Rabbi Huda says, we'll say, any item that has we'll call it like a unique peculiarity or something unique about it, you have to go ahead and announce. Which means essentially, what Rabbi Huda essentially is saying is, any unique feature of an item, by definition, could serve as a simen, and therefore you're obligated to announce it. So for example, ketzad, Maza igulu b'socho cheres. If you find a cake of pressed figs, right, then there's a piece, there's a pottery shard inside of it. That's pretty unique. Or kikra b'socho mos. Or you find a loaf of bread and there is money inside of it. Money inside of it. So we'll say, so these are unique features which require you to announce. Michlal de Tanakama Savara Elo Shalom. So we'll say we to infer from this that the Tanakama would say that you could keep these items. That would be pretty strange because this is like a pretty significant simen. Several the Koli Ama Simen Habame Elev Have Simen. So this is interesting. So the Gemara is now introducing a third topic. The third topic I will say is what we call Simen Haba Me'ilav. Simen Haba Me'ilav means a simen that is there, but that may have occurred by accident. Meaning what? You find the pottery shard in the cake of pressed figs. It's possible that it fell in there and wasn't placed in there. You find some money inside of, baked into a loaf of bread. It's possible that it was by accident. That's called a simen haba me'elof. So listen to this. So the Gemara says, it would appear, everyone agrees that even a simen haba me'elof is still a simen. Uma'avirin ala ochlin, and people do go ahead and trample over food. So the Gemara says, my love, simen asuli daris kamiflagi. So maybe I'll share back to our original machlokis Rabbi and Rabba about a simen that's trampled upon. So the Gemara says, mar savar lo havi simen, mar savi hari simen. Maybe that's our machlokis. Is a trampleable simen considered to be a simen or not? To which the Gemara says, no. Omrav zaved mishmei de Rabba, isa alayt chadika savar tanakama simen asuli daris lo havi simen. If you think that the Tanakama holds that number one, a simen that is trampled upon is not a simen, and people do trample on food, then what about kikaros shal balabayis birshus harabim amay machris? Then why should you have to announce loaves of a balabayis that you find in rishus harabim? Because after all, again, I will say, that is, they're going to be trampled upon. And simon, us people do trample on food, and a trampled upon simon is not a simon. If that's the case, you should be able to keep those loaves. No. Dukuli alma savri simena asu lidares havi simen. So first of all, say we go back to what we said before. We're going to pass in like Rava that even a simen that is trampled upon is a simen. That's number one. Number two, umaavirin al haochlin. And although people do trample upon food, v'hacha besimen haba me'elav kamiflagi. And I will say here the machlokis is what is the status of a simen that could have happened by accident. Right, that's really Rashi says. Rabame elov, haroi lavame elov kigon cheres pamayim pamim shenofel beigel. So we'll say. So now the real machlokes is what is the status of a simen that may have not been placed there intentionally and may have just kind of occurred, may have occurred. So the Gemara says the Tanakama sav. The Tanakama holds simen abame elov lo havi simen. Tanakama holds that a simen that may have occurred on its own is not a simen. Rabbi Yehuda Savra Havi Simen. So both say, this is our machlokas. This is our machlokas. Is a simen, because Rabbi said, it's an interesting machlokas, because here's what they're really arguing about. So Rabbi said, in other words, when we find the simen, and the simen could have just occurred on its own, so there's two questions you have. Number one, in general, does a simen require intentionality? And number two, is the owner even aware that this simen exists? So that's going to be our machlokis over here. So Tanakama holds that it is not a simen. Rabbi Yehuda holds that it is a simen. V'Rabba Amar Lecha, Rabba will say, T'kuli Amas Simen Asur L'Daris Lohavi Simen. So Rabba goes back and Rabba says, a trampleable simen is not a simen. Ve'im Mavir Ala Ochlin. But in general, also, we don't trample upon food. V'Hacha B'Simen Abba Me'ilav Kamiflagi. And here Rabba will say, the machlokis is, once again, is what about a simen that could have occurred on its own? Tanakama Sarva Lo Havi Simen, Rabbi Yehuda Sarva Havi Simen. So machlokis, Tanakama says it's not a simen. Rabbi Yehuda says it is a simen. Ike de Amri, alternate version of this. Savruah de Kuli Amma Simen Abba Me'ilav Havi Simen. Everyone agrees that a simen that occurs on its own is a simen. V'Simen Asu Lidareis Lo Havi Simen. And a simen that you trample upon is not a simen. So my love b'ma'avirin ala ochlin kamiflagi. So we're just trying to frame what is the machlokis Rabbi Yehuda in Tanakama. So maybe their machlokis is, are you allowed to trample on food that's on the ground? Maybe that's the machlokis. The Mar Savra, we'll say first wide line on the bottom. So Mar Savra ma'avirin u'mar Savra in ma'avirin. One opinion holds you can trample. One opinion says you can't trample. Amar Zvid Mishmei Rava. Isa gadaitcha Savra Tanakama simena asu lidares. Lo avisim. So Rav Zvi says like this, the name of Rava. If you order the Tanakama holds that a trampleable simen is not a simen, umarvir ala ochlin, and you can trample on food, so ki karo shabala bayis birshus harabim amay machris, then ultimately, again, why would there be a need to announce ki karo shabala bayis? You should be permitted to go ahead and keep such an item. Elo am Rav Zvi mishmei de Rava, di kuli alma savri, simen ha'asur lidareis havi simen. Everyone agrees that a simen that can be trampled upon is a simen. Uma'avirin ala ochlin. And you are permitted to trample upon food. V'acha b'simen abam me'ilav kamiflik. And so here the machlokas is about a simen that may have occurred on its own. The Tanakama savar simen abam me'ilav lo havi simen. Tanakama holds that a simen that could have occurred by itself without intentionality is a simen. I'm sorry, is not a simen. Rabbi Huda savar havi simen. Rabbi Huda holds that it is a simen. Okay, so let's go back there. So Rabba Amar Lecha, Rabba says, the kuli alma simen asur daris lo havi simen. So we'll say another interpretation. We'll say we're just trying to figure out what is the machlokes Rabbi Huda and the Tanakama. For Rabba Amar Lecha, Rabba says, kuli alma simen asur daris lo havi simen. A trampleable simen is not a simen. Ve ma'avirin ala ochlin, and you don't trample food. V'hacha b'simen abba me'ilav kamiflagi. And here they're arguing about a simen that could occur on its own. Tanakama sarv simen abba me'ilav havi simen. Tanakama holds that a simen that could occur on its own is not a simen. Rabbi Huda sarv havi simen. Rabbi Huda holds it is a simen. Amar Rav Zvi b'shei de Rava. We'll say, here we go. Three lines up from the bottom. So Rav Zvi says the name of Rava. Klala da'avidita. I want to give you a general principle. We'll say it's almost like a little bit of like a piece of information inserted in the middle of the mechlokes. I just want to give you a general principle, right? Kevan de Amar vay la lechisaron kis miyaish lamine. So this is interesting. This is, by the way, guys, I just want to tell you just an interesting piece of information. When do we say that an owner despairs of finding an object? When does yeish occur? Yeish occurs when a person articulates, I have no hope of retrieving this object. Literally, I've lost this object. And I will say, now, what we're going to see is something very interesting. So Rav Zavid seems to be adding in over the name of Rava that for yeish to occur, yeish really requires a yeish articulation. We're going to see whether or not does yeish actually require articulation, or is what we'll call circumstantial yeish enough as well, right? Up until now, we've really been dealing with circumstantial yeish, where a person loses an object, and the type of object that has no simen, and therefore, again, we automatically assume that a person had yeish. What Rav Zvid is adding into this, ultimately, again, we will have to see. Okay. Rav Zvid mishpei d'rabba. Rav Zvid is the name of Rabba. Hilchasa krichos b'rishas harabim hara elu shalo. If you find small sheaves in a shasarabim, the finder is allowed to keep it. B'rishas hayachid. What if you find small sheaves in a shasayachid? I derech nefila hara elu shalo. If it's clear that the owner lost it, in other words, he just dropped it, then the finder is permitted to keep it, right? Because lamaisa, again, there's going to be yeish there as well. I derech hanocha. But if it was clear that the small sheaves were placed down, so what's talocha? Notel umachris. Then you take it. So this is actually interesting. We're going to talk much more about this. Even if you find something that doesn't normally have a simen, but you find it in this case, in Rosh Hashanah, derech hanocha. We haven't talked about this yet. What does derech hanocha mean? It's clear that there was an intentional placement, right? It wasn't dropped. It's clear that there was, I'll give you a perfect example of this, right? You find krichos, right, placed in a niche or in a nook in the wall. So somebody didn't drop that there, right? That was placed there. That's called derech hanocha. So even if you have an item that doesn't have a simen, but it had clear placement, you're obligated to go ahead and announce it. Again, we'll get into more of all of these cases. Derech hanocha no tel machras. Vizeh vizeh, but davar she'in bo simen. Rabbi say, all this is talking about, again, with an item that doesn't have a simen. Aval, but davar she'yesh bo simen. But watch this. If you find an object that has a simen, lo shna b'rishas harabim, v'lo shna b'rishas hayachid, whether you find it in the private domain, in the public domain, bein derech nefila, bein derech hanocha, whether the object fell, looked like it just fell, or it was placed, chayiv lahachriz, you are obligated to announce the object in order for the owner to be able to reclaim it. So we'll say, so therefore we emerge with this from this sugya with a lot of stuff, So number one, I will say again, let's work backwards. If an object has a simen, whether you find it Rishus Arabim, whether you find it Rishus Ayochid, whether you find it Derech Hanocha, placement, or Derech Nefila, it was dropped, you are obligated to go ahead and announce it. We paskin that ultimately, again, simen ha'asri lidareis, even a simen that's going to be trampled upon, is considered to be a simen. Is considered to be a simen. We'll say ultimately again, makom. We also paskin like Rava in that case, that makom havi simen. That you could announce location, and if a person is able to identify the object that was found in that location, ultimately again, that is a simen as well. But of course, makom havi simen only applies where? Only in Rosh Hashayachid, not in Rosh Hasharabim, because in Rosh Hasharabim, makom can never be a simen, because objects move about in Rosh Hasharabim. Incredible. I will say, Amud Beis, 23b, here we go. Let's go. Machruzo Shaldagim. So we'll say, so another example of something in the Mishnah that doesn't have a simen is a string of fish. Right? So if you could imagine, again, somebody has, it's pretty, actually you don't really need much imagination, it's actually a string of fish. Right, so, right, dead fish, right? So, right, somebody has like just a string of fish that they're going to take home to eat. So, a string of fish, you find that in Rosh Hasharabim, you can keep it. Am I? They have a kesher simen. Why isn't the knot a simen? To which I will say, 23b, second line down. Bekitra detsaida, dekuli amihakam ekatri. So, I will say, because we're talking about the particular knot used, I will say, I guess, is what we'll call like an industry knot. Right? It's what the fishermen use. Everybody uses the same knot. So the knot can't be a simen. Either they have a minion simen. Why isn't the number of fish on the line or on the string? Let that be a simen. To which the Gemara says, b'minyana d'shavin. Once again, I will say, apparently, they were like industry standards. It was common to put, you know, six fish on a string, right? And you used a particular type of knot. So therefore, the number can't be a simen and the knot can't be a simen. By my name, Rav Sheshes. Minyan havi simen alo, in general, Bosai, is number considered to be a simen or not? So Bosai, it's an interesting question. In other words, let's say again, and you can apply this to anything. I lose coins, and I know that I lost 7 coins. Or I lost a basket of fish, and in the basket were 6 fish. So is minyan, is number, considered to be a simen? So the Gemara is Amar Rav Sheshes, Tiniso, we learn this. If I find a silver utensil or a copper utensil, gistron shel aver, we'll say gistron shel aver is like a piece, a broken piece of a lead utensil, the chol klei matachos or metal utensils, hare zelo yachzir. I'm not obligated to return it. Ad she yitain os, so unless the owner gives a simon, a sign, or ad she chavi mishkolosav. Interesting enough, we'll say, if I find, let's say, a silver object, let's say, right? So obviously, if the owner gives a simon, he gives a simon. Let's say he shows up and he says, you know what? I lost the silver cup and it's 22 ounces. So we'll say, so weight is a simon. Weight is a simon. So the Gemara says, umida mishkal havi simon. Since weight is a simon, so mida uminyan nami havi simon. Dimensions and number is also a simon. So Rabbi says, now obviously, this is only going to work with something that's not mass-produced, right? Because something mass-produced, everything has... But this is interesting. So we're picking up like a lot of fascinating information along the way. So now suddenly again, up until now, like a simen has been something unique and distinctive. Now we see number is a simen, weight is a simen, and dimensions is a simen as well, or are a simen as well. The chaticho shabasa, so once again, you find a piece of meat, you're allowed to keep it. So am I, lehave mishkala simen. Why isn't the weight of the meat considered to be a simen? To which the Gemara says, "But mishkal deshavin." No, we're talking about Bosai, where the butcher always cuts the meat. I don't know, 10 ounces or whatever it is. He always cuts the meat in the same way. I get a heavy chaticha gufa simen, id davka id atma. But I will say, but isn't the cut of meat itself, like where it comes from, isn't that a simen? Milo tanya, did we not learn matza chatichos dogim? If you find pieces of fish. The dag noshoch, and I will say it's interesting. Let's say you find a piece of fish with a bite mark in it. Right? Somebody took a bite out of it, or something took a bite out of it. Chayv lahachris. You're obligated to announce it. Why? Because I will say, a piece of fish with a bite taken out of it is considered to be a simen. So similarly, again, I will say, the cut of the meat, right, and the area where it comes from should also be a simen. To which the Gemara says, Chavil shel yayin v'shel shemen v'shel tefillah v'shel grogros. But yet, if you find barrels of wine, of oil, of wheat, of dried figs, shel zesim, or of olives, hare elu shalo, they belong to you. We'll come back to that case in just a little bit. How am I asking? And what's the case here? We'll say, b'di'ika simen b'pasca. So, the case we're dealing with over here, ultimately, again, is where the meat was cut in a peculiar fashion. The meat itself was cut in a peculiar fashion. How so? Ki hadarava baravuna machtich le atilsa karnasa. So we'll say, apparently, when Rabbi Barav Huna went to the butcher and he had his meat cut, he always had his meat cut in a triangle. We'll say, Rashi has a picture. I always wonder, like, when Rashi decided to include pictures, like, I could think of about a million other places where pictures would have been much more helpful, right? Out of all the things that I could conjure up in my memory, triangles I could do. We'll say, by the way, I just want to point out, how sweet is it to have a triangle Gemara, right on the eve of Purim, right? Hamintashen, right? I'm just saying, like, all right, it's not the deepest of the deep, I'll say, but how beautiful is that? And by the way, that you get a picture, right? I have a little Hamintash on my page, literally, again, I will say, a day before the Yom Tov of Purim. I'll say, is that not incredible? Is that kiss not so beautiful? Is that little, like, that little, the Ribbono Shel Olam just giving us a hug, saying, I'm so here. Rabbi, you know what this is? We just got Shalach Manas from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ribbono Shel Olam just sent us Shalach Manas in Bava Metzia, Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis. We just got Shalach Manas. It's right on the page. A little bit early. I would say, but sometimes the Shalach Manas you get earlier, though you don't fulfill the mitzvah. You know, those are sometimes the one, like, you notice a little bit more, right? Because, like, the frenetic pace of part of something which is happening, that thing that comes to the door, that comes to us a little bit early. So I would say, this is early Shalach Manas. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. Ribbono Shel Olam, thank you for the Shalach Manas. Thank you. Also, you know, in life, all of us need a little bit of positive encouragement, because sometimes, again, you know, we get tired. Sometimes we get sad. And sometimes, like, we wonder if we're on the right derech. And just sometimes a little hamantash, a little triangle from my father, a little early shalach manas, is my father telling me, I'm so proud of you. Just keep it up. I know life is hard at times, but just keep going. In some way, somehow, Mirat Hashem, Yiyeh Tov, it's all going to be good. Mirat Hashem, Bekarov. Let's go back to Dekanami Diktani Dumya Didag Noshoch. That the piece of meat. So both say, this is actually interesting. So normally, a piece of meat by weight or even by cut is not necessarily, like, you know, I lost a shoulder steak. Right, a shoulder steak, that's a thing. Right? Good. Right, so I lost, right? So Lemaisa, that's not necessarily going to be a simon because there's a lot of shoulder steaks. Right? But Lemaisa, here's where something could be a simon is, like Rabbi Rav Huna, cutting the meat in a particular shape. So ultimately, again, so that is going to go ahead and be unique. Incredible. So Amar Mar, Chavi Yosheh HaMishal Shem HaMishal Tvah. Suppose let's go back and quote the rest of the Braisa. If I find barrels of wine, or barrels of oil, or barrels of wheat, or barrels of pressed figs, dried figs, Vishal Zeh, some more olives, Hare Elu Shalom, I could keep all of these items. It's interesting. So we'll say, what's the logic? So the Pashtas, these were nondescript. Nondescript, and therefore again, halacha lemaisa, you could keep it. But we learned elsewhere that if you find barrels of wine or barrels of shemen, you are or oil, you're obligated to announce it. The Mishnah is talking about a case of where the barrel was resealed. Rashi says, "Berashum," right under the hamantash in Rashi, "Berashum chaviyoseim shel cheres hayu." The gap in osa be megufa oscheres v'sarkin tit saviv ledabe kamegufa shel yatzereh hayayin. Shabbos says, so we're talking about resealed barrels. Michlal de brisa be pasuach. So what is the brisa talking about? An open barrel. So the Gemara says, even pasuach, an open barrel, avei demidas. Shabbos says, if you find an open barrel of wine in Rishus Harabim, that is an actively abandoned item. Right, no one leaves open barrels of wine anywhere. So if we're talking about that, Rav Oshia is not even anything to talk about. No, but massive. That might be talking about a case of Oshia where, like, the lid of the barrel is resting on the barrel but not sealed. So massive means it's resting there but not sealed. Abai, Amar Abai says, no, filu teima idivi idivi rashim. Both can be talking about cases of resealed barrels. How do you reconcile it? V'lo kashya, kan kodim sheniftechua otzros, kan la'achter sheniftechua otzros. Rav Oshia, here's the shayla. So Rabbosei, now listen to this. The question is, Otsros Rabbosei is it wine season? In other words, the Otsar are the places, are the wholesalers. These are the places, ultimately, again, that sell barrels of wine. So are the wine wholesalers open? Yes. So look at Rashi. Kodim sheniftechua otzros. See if you find a resealed barrel before the otzros, before the wholesalers are open. So Rashi says, Shadayin lo egiyez ma mochri achabios. V'yachid bi'almo hu da'avid havi roshem simen. So Rabbi will say, if the wholesalers are not yet open, and somebody did a resealing of their barrel, because there's not an abundance of barrels, because the wholesalers are not open yet. Because they're not open yet, there's not an abundance of barrels. Therefore, a seal on a barrel will absolutely be a simen. However, again, once the wholesalers open, then what, Rabbi will say? Then there's resealed barrels everywhere. If there's resealed barrels everywhere, then the seal itself will no longer be a simon. Incredible. Ki hadra of Yaakov bar Ava, ashke chavisa dechamra la'achar sheneftucha otzros. Let's listen to this. One time Yaakov bar Ava found the barrel of wine in Rosh Hashanah Rabim, and this was after the wholesalers were open. So which means Rabbi said that what? There's a proliferation of wine, right? There's resealed barrels everywhere. And what happened? Asla kamid Abaye came before Abaye. Amrle zil shakal l'nafshech. And Abaye said, you can keep it. You can keep it. You're allowed to keep this barrel because ultimately, again, the seal is not going to be a simon. Baymenei Rabbi b'mir Rav Nachman. Makam havi simon olo. So we're back to this now. Is location a simon or not? Is location a simon? In other words, so right now we're going with the idea. I find an object. If I announce the location in which I found the object, and someone comes along and identifies the object, is that a good simon or not? So says the Gemara. So Amar Lei Tini, so we learn this. Right? If I find barrels of wine, of oil, of wheat, pressed figs, right, or olives, I'm allowed to keep them. Now, if you hold that makom, that location in which the item is found, is a simen, so lichros makom, so why don't I just announce the location? Say, I found the barrel of wine in the northeast corner of Reuven's field, or wherever I found it. Announce that, right? And let someone say, oh, you found something? I lost a barrel of wine in that location. The fact that that is not even on the table indicates to us that makom is not a simen. What's the case over here? Beraksa dinara. I will say the case over here is where I found the barrel by the bank of the river. Now, I will say, bank of the river is not a simon. What happened to the bank of the river? People offload cargo from the ships. So I will say, so that's not going to be. So in other words, that makom can't be a simon. Why? Because I will say, it's normal for property to be there all of the time. Or merchandise to be there all the time. So therefore, that would be an example. So we'll say, so I'd say a bit differently. When could makom be a simon? When it would be necessarily a little bit unusual for the object to be there, or the object is not normally in that place. But if you have a place where the object is normally to be found, like the banks of the river, then that can't be a simon. Incredible. Amar Rav Mari, my time, Amar Rabbanon, Raksa Dinara Lahavi Simon. Why is it that that the bank of the river is not a simon? Damina, because we say Damina lay ki hechi di isrami ledidach, isrami nami lechaverach. The same way that it's normal for you to have stuff there, it's normal for your friend to have stuff there. In other words, I will say, again, a place that's normal to deposit merchandise, you can't use that makum as a simon. Very logical. Ikedami, an alternate version of this, Amar Rav Mari, my time on Rabbanon, makum lahavi simon. An alternate version of this, Rav Mari said, why is it that the Rabbanah hold that makom is not a simen? Daminalei, because we say to the person, ki hechi d'isrami l'didach, hai makom, isrami nami l'chaveirach. The same way that it's normal for you to deposit merchandise over here, it's normal for your friend to deposit merchandise over here as well. Hai gavra, hahu gavra, da'ashkach kufra, be'ma'atzartach. So let's listen to this. There was a guy, right? And the guy ultimately, again, found... There was a guy who found kufra. So we'll say Rashi is over kufra zefes davar shein bo simenu. So kufra. We'll see what we're actually going to do. We'll say, by the way, shkoyach. What a run. What a run. This was excellent. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us a lot of chizuk. One little hamadash goes a very long. We'll stop over here again. We'll pick up at the how kufra tomorrow. How gavra. They found the Kibra Bosai. Shkach, what a schus. Baruch Hashem, another beautiful week of learning. Halavai, wishing everyone a beautiful hour of Shabbos, an uplifting Shabbos. Purim, Emer Hashem, we have Purim, we begin. Emer Hashem, 6:45 is davening. So hopefully, early minyan, hopefully daf will be about 8:10
or so in Mirza Hashem, and then followed by the second meeting at 9 o'clock. So we'll learn Purim also, Shushan Purim regular schedule. Shkarach Abos, say good Shabbos. Good Shabbos, Shabbos.